You're listening to Happiness Abound, episode 299.
Welcome to Happiness Abound, a podcast dedicated and designed to help those seeking happiness in their lives. Here we'll talk about happiness as gained through habit formation, being inspired by the stories of others, and looking for opportunities of growth and learning. I'm Taylor Proctor. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, Happiness Abounders, and welcome back. Today we are continuing our series of our emotions and the stories they tell, and I'm taking a slightly different approach in today's episode. This episode is all about releasing the emotional stories of others, right? So we have our own emotions, our own stories that are being told to ignite or to continue to push those emotions forward, right? We have thoughts, they lead to our emotions, emotions lead to actions, actions lead to results. So we're having these stories that are happening, we're feeling a certain way, but we also have a little loop that goes between those two. Because when we feel a certain way, because of our first thought, then we think more thoughts that perpetuate those feelings. So we've spoken about that specifically, like worry, stress, and anger this week, but in today's episode, the fourth episode of our theme week, I want to talk about releasing the stories of others, because the stories others have for us can make a big impact on how we are able to be happier as well as achieve our goals. So let's dive in. So first things first, everybody has a story about you. You can't control these stories. You may not know these stories, but everyone who's interacted with you has some kind of story about you. And it can be friends who see you then versus see you now, right? You can have friends. I have several friends that I grew up with. And it's really interesting because even I have stories where I see them and I'm like, oh, is that? I see the person that I grew up with. I see the person I went to junior high with. And I don't see them as who they are now, which is greatly changed, right? Everybody's learned so much and grown so much and are such different people. But you have these stories of who they were when you knew them way back when. So your friends have stories about you that may be older and not necessarily representations of who you are today. Your parents may have stories about you, and that kind of falls in the same bracket. Like you kind of pause at a certain time sometimes in their minds. Spouses can have stories about you, positive or negative. Coworkers can have stories about you. Family members can have stories about you. And even exes can have stories about you, right? They have these stories that are going on in their minds that they connect to you. And here's the thing. If those stories are negative or those stories are not who you are now, what do you do about that? How does that affect and impact you? So I'm going to give an example here. I used to be a much more selfish person than I am now. I've spoken before about I used to be in a victim mentality. I used to feel like everybody was out to get me. I used to be extremely angry. And really, my whole life, I liked being the center of attention. And I always thought that was a bad thing. And I always thought like there was something wrong with me because, you know, that's not, people don't like that. People don't like that at all. And so I felt like there was something wrong or I was broken. And I was like, why do I like this? It's a bad thing. And then I read StrengthsFinder 2.0 and realized that it was never about a drive to be the center of attention. It was more that I have a strength in being a person of significance to others. And at that point, I realized it wasn't about being in the center of attention or fame. It was about helping others and playing a significant role in their lives however I could, because that was one of my strengths and one of my core motivators. So it shifted my entire mindset from what I'd been told my whole life to actually something really good and really positive and a strength and a motivator for me that has helped launch who I am today. And I say launch because that was a big deal. I always held back because I was like, I like being the center of attention too much. But it wasn't about the center of attention in a room full of people. It was about having a role of significance to even a few people if that meant that it helped them in their life. And that has led to the blog and the podcast and all of these things, teaching, mentoring, training, that are driven by that strength. But if you have known me or had known me way back when, you may see Happiness Abound as something that is just continuing to try and be the center of attention and not something that is driven by wanting to help people instead. So you would see two sides of Taylor, right? But you would really only see one. But there are these two sides. There's Taylor of the past, who would have done it because she wanted to do it for her own gain and get Instagram famous, even though Instagram wasn't around when I was a teenager. But there was that Taylor. Now there's this Taylor who I don't look at numbers really of like people watching or listening. I don't do this to be the end all be all for someone. I do this because I want to help and I want to have that role of significance, no matter how small or for how short of time, to help someone improve their life for the better. Now that's a big difference. But if you knew me back then, it would be so hard to change your story to who I am and why I'm doing the things I do now. So then the question becomes, do you accept those stories other people have of you? If I were to accept the story that my motivators are being a center of attention and trying to get famous and all of these things, if I accepted that story that someone else has for me, this would be a completely different setup. This would be, I don't think I'd be able to do 300 episodes, right? We're on 299 right now. I don't think I would have been able to do 10 because they wouldn't have gained the traction and they wouldn't have been about helping people. They would have been about me instead of me sharing what I'm learning to help. And so if I had accepted that story that someone had of me, because they knew the old me who was like 14, I wouldn't be able to move into where I am now and be a happier person. So that's a story someone else had for me that could have had a huge impact in my life. And it's interesting because I constantly, now that I know that some people have that story for me, I'm constantly in this mind like trying to defend against that story coming in and being like, are you really doing this for the right reasons? I'm like, yes, I am. Stop trying to get in my head and stop me from doing this because it's so impactful and significant and it makes a difference for people and it makes a difference for me. I'm not going to stop because of someone else's story for me, which is impacted by their own stories and their own emotions that I have no control over. And I can't control their stories for me, so I can't let that in. But when I want to let that in, like, you kind of want to, like, have people like you, go figure. When I fall into that trap, I feel this need to prove myself. I feel this need to defend. I feel this need to protect. And when I'm in those spaces, I'm not bringing my best self forward. And I'm letting those stories of others impact my thoughts, which impacts my emotions, right? Theme week, and impacts the stories I have for myself, the actions I take, the results that I get. So these people have stories for you. And I just want to share today to not let those stories get to you. And I have a few tips, as always, of how I work to not let those stories impact me and how I can release those stories that others have for me. So, first things first, if you have not read the book, The Four Agreements, or have not seen The Four Agreements written in short form on like Pinterest in an infographic style, check it out. Amazing book, short read. But the first agreement is to not take things personal, right? Don't take it personally. And that's really hard when someone has a story about you and what you're doing in your life. It's really hard not to take it personal because it's about you, right? You are a person. You are you. It's hard not to take that personally. But if you can distance yourself even slightly and embrace that first agreement of not taking things personally, suddenly their story of you doesn't matter because you have a story of you, and that's where you want to go, that's who you want to be, that's the life you're living. And if they want to hold on to that story, more power to them. It doesn't matter if I'm not taking it personally, if I'm not defending and protecting and trying to prove myself because I've taken it personally, I'm free to do what I want to do with my life. I'm free to live my own emotions and not be impacted by those stories. So as cliche as it may sound, to not take things people say to you or about you or think about you or you think they think about you personally, don't take it personally. It can make such a difference if you do take it personally, and such a negative difference. And it can completely shift the path that you may be meant to be on. So don't take it personally. That's tip or trick or exercise, technique, whatever we want to call it, number one. Number two, change the story. Change the story. I almost swore there. Change the story, dang it. And change it by using declarations. Now, this year in our theme weeks, I have not really discussed declarations in detail. I haven't trained on them. So there are previous episodes that talk about them, and we'll be talking about them in the future. But for now, I just want you to realize that declarations can be a tool to help you release the stories of others. If you were raised in an environment where you were told you're stupid, you're worthless, you can't get anything done, you can't do anything right, or if you grew up telling yourself those things, but I'm gonna stick with someone else told you those things, those have been ingrained into you, and that is a story someone else had for you. And you may have believed it, and you may be playing small or pulling up short because you believe. Because someone else's story for you was that you are stupid, you are worthless, you can't do anything right. So how do we change that when those thoughts are ingrained in our head and those negative voices keep on repeating those things to us? We have to have declarations. We have to change that story. So we have to say, when those thoughts come into our head, I am smart. I am so worthy of all the good things in the world. And I can do things right. Change that story. Use a declaration that is the opposite of what those people have said of their stories for you. And write your own story of who you want to be. Not who they think you are, not who you think you may be from back then, right? That aligns with their stories, but who you want to be, and change your story and your thoughts to that. Number three. Let go of the anger for their stories. It can be really hard, again, to not take their stories personally. It can feel almost impossible to not take them personally. And then you get angry, and you want to defend, and you want to protect, and you want to prove yourself that, no, they are totally wrong. I am not that way. And you're driven by this anger almost. And at least I am. Anger is one of my pitfalls. But letting go of the anger stories that you have created about them to defend yourself against their stories for you, right? Let go of those anger stories. And at the highest level, understand that their stories of you or for you are not your stories. I'm going to repeat that. Their stories for you or of you are not your stories. You can choose your own stories to tell yourself. You can choose your own emotions to feel. You do not need to take things personally when someone has a thought for you. And everyone has a thought for you. You can't control that. But you can control writing your own story with declarations. You can control not taking it personally. And part of that being, you can control an understanding that if that's their story for you, fine, that's their story for you. But that is not your story for you. I'm sure there's somebody out there who may see this episode or may see what I'm trying to accomplish in a space of significance and helping people with Happiness Abound. And I'm sure that shapes a story for them that could be negative. I can't please everybody. and I can't accept their story for me, if they were to tell me, I can't accept that story that they have for me. I need to accept my own stories and keep on moving forward towards my goals. So I know that was wrapped up in a lot of personal examples, but that's the way I know how to teach, right? I hope that this episode has resonated with you, and I hope that you can identify if you've accepted the stories others have for you versus writing your own, and how releasing those stories of others can free your emotions up to be happier, to be better, to be more fully felt, for you to be more authentic, right? As long as you don't take their stories for you personally, you can write your own stories every day with declarations, and you understand that their stories for you are not your story for you. You are the hero of your own story. So that said, if this episode resonated with you, please let me know. I would love to hear. You can write a review on Apple's or leave that little quick 5-star tap. That would be fantastic. Or you can reach out to me at happinessabound.com, happinessabound blog on Facebook, and happiness_abound on Instagram. And if this episode did resonate with you and you're like too shy to tell me, be sure to share it with a friend that you think may also benefit from hearing this. That said, have a wonderful day. And remember, you are capable of happiness abound.